From the Tie Cats Audio Network, this is Tie Cats Today with Braden Neville.
Hello and welcome to Tie Cats Today with the Tie Cats Audio Network on this Thursday, May the 18th, 2023. I'm Braden Neville and thank you for listening to today's episode. Like always, I was at camp today and it was a very physical day for the Tie Cats. Some tackling in the padded practice and also even a little bit of on-field weight training following everything today. So definitely a tougher day for guys, but they were still in high spirits getting in those reps. I think they were lifting maybe 3-4 times my body weight, so I was very happy to be watching from the sidelines. Although it did make me feel like maybe I should hit the gym because it's been a little while. I got a chance to chat with a couple Tie Cats following today's practice, including my daily chat with Coach O. I also chatted with Mason Bennett and Tunde Adeleke about how camp has been going for them so far. But before that, I wanted to mention some news that came from the league a couple days ago that Coach O weighed in on while we were chatting today, and that is the new safety measures that were announced by the league. So the Canadian Football League, in consultation with the CFL Medical Committee, will introduce several health and safety measures for the upcoming season, starting it off with medical tents. As you may have seen in other leagues, beginning this season, clubs will have a collapsible tent on the bench that will be used for medical assessments and examinations. They're supposed to create a distraction-free environment to help ensure examinations are carried out thoroughly, and while players are also getting that much-needed privacy when being attended to following an injury. Those tents will only be popped up when needed, so don't worry, they won't be impeding anyone's view of the game. The league has also made enhancements to the pregame medical meeting in addition to medical personnel. So the pregame meeting has been expanded to include key stakeholders like security, staff from the venue, operations, and game presentation departments. And that is all so that the personnel team will be informed on all necessary precautions. Staff from all 9 clubs, they will complete additional training to be better prepared for scenarios. The league is also going to be involved with several universities across Canada. They'll study different range and topics from the effective use of various equipment and technologies. Now, another very interesting rule change, and one you even saw today at practice and one you'll see going forward at practice, is the guardian cap. So it's a padded shell helmet. The best way I can describe this is it almost looks like what a boxer would wear when they're training, but except it's put on the helmet of the player. So offensive linemen, defensive linemen, running backs, and linebackers during CFL training camps, as well as all practices during the regular season, they will have to wear those. Players at other positions, they won't have to wear them. They aren't mandated to do so. However, they can if they want to. And apparently, the severity of impact is reduced by at least 10 to 20% when these helmets are worn. So some new safety precautions being added by the league for the upcoming season. Now, we talked to Coach O today about those caps that the players were wearing and about the physicality in today's practice when we caught up with him. A little more physicality out there today, a little more tackling. How do you kind of determine when you're going to do days like this with a little more physicality out there?
Well, I think sometimes they just take on, you know, an identity basically of itself. It's nothing that's planned. You put the pads on for a reason. It's as much for protection as it is just trying to be physical. Like, we're not going to take anybody to the ground, but it is important that they get used to it. You're going to hear me say it as long as you keep asking me or putting me in front of these cameras that, you know, part of our job as coaches is to prepare them to play. They have their part in the preparation, but we also have our part. And part of it is they're going to play in pads, so they need to be in them.
And one thing you had them doing at the end of practice, the weights, just what was the thought process behind getting the guys to do a little bit extra after practice today?
Well, it's always tough to get your lifts in collectively in training camp, and not everybody always fits in the weight room at the same time and can get effective work. So we're always looking to be innovative and creative and ways to get everybody involved where it's not optional and everybody shows up. And so this is something that we're taking a look at this year, and it's going real well.
That's the second day of wearing the guardian caps. You notice anything one way or the other?
Yeah, it's quiet out there.
That's
people
what I was
come
thinking.
Through the house a little bit more quiet, and it'll be a little bit of an adjustment period. You know, thankfully they didn't make it mandatory for coaches, so that's important for me and for the rest of us. But for them, there'll be an adjustment period, but they'll be fine.
And you agree with the concept of it? I mean, do you feel one way or the other?
they can do what they want. Like, I'm here to coach, right? Okay. I'm here to coach. They're here to play. If that's what it is and that's about player safety, then I'm all for it.
That was the one and only Coach O following today's practice, and it was a fiery one with a little more tackling than what we've seen so far in camp. But like he said, the guys got to be prepared, and how else to get prepared for tackling in the season than doing a little bit of that at practice? Tunde Adeleke, he's been a key piece to that Ticats defense over the past few seasons and is now in his sixth CFL training camp. I got the chance to catch up with him for the first time since the start of camp just to see how he's been doing so far after the first 5 days and talk to us a little bit about today's practice. And so Tunde, 5 days into camp now, how you been feeling? This is your sixth camp now?
I think six.
So does it get any easier for you?
No, I think the biggest thing about camp is it gets you into shape for the season. So no matter how much you run in the off season, when you get here and you're doing live reps and you put on the pads, yeah, you're going to feel a little bit. So it's kind of nice to get back into shape and like seeing the new faces. It's a really different DB core. So that's one of the big things we got to work here.
Yeah, lots of new faces on that defense. Just talk a little bit about some of those new guys. Garrett coming back. What's it been like reuniting with him?
It's nice to get back with Mr. Graco right there. So yeah, to have him back on the team and the things he's done for us and the things he's done from even Toronto, you know, you want to see that over here. So we're excited to have JG back. And then there's like Thurm. I play with him in Calgary. He's the smart middle linebacker. So we're excited to have him on the team. And then there's a lot of new additions that I have to name everyone. But yeah, we got Chris Edwards and JV and Elliott and the DB core. So like there's a lot of big names and a lot of guys that I think are going to make a lot of plays and the fans are going to love.
And a lot of physical practice out there today. Coach had you hitting weights afterwards. How was that? And just going through a practice, maybe a little more physically straining than others today.
I guess practice was a little bit hard today, but the coaches are taking care of us. Like we had a little bit of a lighter day yesterday. So then they gave us a lighter day. We got to work harder on days like today. So it was nice, and the workout was a good workout. It's always good to not just play football, but have a little workout just to keep your body still strong and all the off-season work you put in.
How has it been the last week kind of reuniting with the guys and just getting your bearings here at training camp?
Yeah, I think that's one of the most exciting things about training camp is just getting back and seeing guys you haven't seen for 6 months, you know? So, yeah, we're having a lot of fun out here and just, like, I think everyone here, their thing they love most is obviously family and friends and all that, but football's up there, right? So just to play football with guys you all have common interests with, it's just one of the greatest things.
Go back to that point you made about the new coaching concept. Is it, in general, how different are things?
I think mostly the coaching and the culture is the same. It's always going to be the same here. I think the biggest difference is just the new faces. I think the last couple of years, it was the same guys coming back and trying to go for the same goal. And now it's a lot different. New quarterback, almost a whole new offense, and then a whole new back end in the DB core. So I think that's the biggest difference. And you have to teach those guys how we do things here. And everywhere in the league, it's a little bit different. So you get here, you see it, you might not get used to it. You know, I think we're one of the teams that work a little bit harder. I don't know if that's going to fly well with others hearing that from other teams, but yeah, I think we work a little bit harder than the most teams. And when you get here, I remember when I got here, it was like, oh my God, like they're killing us, but it's worth it when you get into games and you're never tired and things like that.
You are like in your radius, middle linebacker to halfbacks.
Yeah.
Like you know all those guys.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not the same as because two of them are new to the team.
Yeah, two of them are new to the team, but I know them already, and the nice thing is when a new guy comes in and he's a veteran, you know, so he comes in and he just, like, fits right in. He knows how it works because at the end of the day, it's all X's and O's, and we're all playing the same game.
That was Tunde Adeleke following practice today. Thank you to him for joining me. And before I get to my next interview, I want to talk about a guy in the Ticats organization that the CFL has recently highlighted in a very nicely written article, and that's Matt Buckner. Now, for those of you who don't know Matt, he's taking part in a training camp coaching internship with the Ticats, and it's part of the Diversity in Football program. He's been making his time with the organization count, learning lots from Coach O and the rest of the staff, and he himself is actually a former CFLer who spent time with multiple teams and has been a great addition to the Ticats staff. So make sure to check out that article on CFL.ca. It's a really good read, and the full story on Matt and his journey through football is all there. Mason Bennett, I got the chance to talk with the third-year defensive end to see how he's been holding up in camp and talked a bit about the offseason and the upcoming season.
5 days into training camp now. How has those first few days, this first week been so far for you?
It's great. It's just great to get around the guys again and play the game we love and run around and hit each other. It's a feeling unmatched, and I look forward to it every year.
Now, with practices like these, more tackling, a little more physicality, you're hitting weights after. Just how is that in terms of, like, you know, on you as a player and as the rest of the team?
It's great. I think it's needed, definitely in the long run, like 18 weeks and you get going to the Grey Cup. Just the longevity of the body, you need to do the stuff in camp in order to have a full team in week 18 and later in the season. So it's needed for sure.
And I'm going to kind of reverse here a bit, but heading into training camp, what kind of preparations are you taking in the off season just to get yourself and your body and mind right for this camp?
I mean, there's a list of 100 things I've tried to do to get the best version of myself, but I stayed up here all off season. There's a handful of us that run the facilities every day, watching film, hanging out, just getting ready for the season. And when we came out day one, it felt like we've been here for a while, so it was great.
Now, last year you had a great season. You ended up with 5 sacks. What part of your game or what part of you as a player do you attribute to being able to read those offenses and get those sacks?
Yeah, this year I'm trying to be an all-around player. Special teams, first down, second down, any way I can contribute in the run game, pass game, punt return, you name it. I want to be on the field and just help my team anyway.
So is all going to be off the edge for you, or is there some inside work?
I like to play inside too. Played a little bit there in college, and throughout the years up here, Coach Walsh has us moving inside. So as long as I get an opportunity to go again, rush the passer, I'm happy wherever I'm at.
Great to chat with Mason Bennett, who's looking to build off that solid year he had last year and maybe even improve on it this season for the Black and Gold. It was another day of Ticats training camp as we are only 9 days away from that first preseason game against the Toronto Argonauts at Tim Hortons Field, so make sure to get those tickets. I want to thank Coach O once again, Tunde Adeleke, and Mason Bennett for joining me on another episode of Ticats today, and I also want to thank you for listening. I'm Braden Neville, and we'll see you next time.